All right, Tucker. Well, you know, we appreciate you coming on, you know, appearing on our podcast, letting some of these fans get to know you. I know you're one of the high-rising prospects in the system, and, you know, some of the things that we've seen from you this offseason have been very encouraging moving forward. Thank you so much for coming on, first and foremost.
Yeah, Tucker.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to start off with a question about Driveline. We've seen your videos this whole offseason. Can you talk to us a little about what you're doing over there and, you know, how it's helped you elevate your game?
I went right after the season. So we got beat out of playoffs, and then I think I drove home and went up there about a week later, and I did the biomechanics report, and they kind of went over my strength assessment and my mobility stuff with me, and then we kind of crushed what I should work on this offseason. It was a lot of, like, mobility stuff and just learning how to use my body and get into positions to throw harder and be more consistent. So it was something I really kind of stressed on, was just mobility and getting my body ready for this season. So that they were huge on that for the off-season part. And then I just went 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it was kind of more of a pitching type of trip, I guess. We worked on a slider, adding a slider, worked on the changeup, and then just kind of trying to keep improving the curveball and the fastball.
And for my understanding, this is a very analytics-based, like, database approach to development?
Yes, very, very analytically, just based off each pitch has different numbers. The way the ball, you release the ball, it could dictate how much spin it has, how much vertical break, how much horizontal break it could have. There's a ton of factors into it, and it's really cool to kind of see this is what the goal of what you pitch, you want your pitch to look like, and kind of seeing the numbers to it.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Would you say that working with them this offseason has, you know, been a big reason why you've seen such a high uptick in velocity? Because, you know, I think we're all wondering, you know, how is it even possible to add 5 or 6 miles per hour to your fastball? So can you talk about that and, you know, maybe some other things that have gone into, you know, that uptick in velocity as well?
I mean, I was up to 98 last year, so it wasn't like I was 90 miles an hour. But, yeah, I mean, the velocity increase has been something I've always wanted just each year. You want to keep getting stronger, faster, and continue to stay healthy. And I kind of took a gamble myself of going up there and finding what all I need to do to become the best player I can be. And I think we just kind of started doing some drills, started working on some things, and it's definitely helped. Just being around those guys, they're so knowledgeable in mechanics and pitching and just everything up there, and they have so much knowledge. Just pick their brain, and they can help you a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you said you were sitting at 98 last year. You know, coming out of the rotation, what do you expect your fastball to really be sitting at? I know 105 through 70 pitches is probably going to be a little hard to hit, you know. But what are you kind of looking for that sweet spot there? And, you know, maybe even what would you be looking at out of the bullpen?
I think as a starter – the velocity is not going to be the same as a one-inning stint. You got 6-7 innings to cover. And I'd like to be 94, 97, reach back for whatever throughout a start. Hopefully out of the bullpen, I could be 96-plus all the time.
So have the Braves, like, really talked to you about, you know, possibly being a bullpen piece, like, in the future? I mean, you know, they don't really have many lefties outside, especially if Sean Newcomb goes to the bullpen. I mean, if you're out there pumping 97, or, yeah, Sean Newcomb goes to the rotation, you know, Will Smith's the only real southpaw, Grant Dayton. I mean, you know, if you're out there, you know, impressing each week, you know, have they talked to you about that as something you could possibly do this year?
We talked a little bit. When I was originally drafted, I was a relief pitcher. So my first half season in Rome, I was out of the bullpen, and then they decided to transition me to a starter, and I've been starting since. But last year in, I think, spring training, we kind of talked about, like, hey, are you comfortable in the bullpen, or do you like starting better? And I like both. I've pitched in both, and I find both fun. I do like starting, just giving the ball and saying, here, go do your thing. But it is also fun to come in and close the game out or come into a tight situation, and you have to make pitches.
What would you say? I mean, I know you were a non-roster invite last spring training. I know you just talked about that a little bit, kind of the conversations that you had there. But can you just talk a little bit about, you know, what you took away from that experience last year, and if there's anything you're really looking forward to working on this year in spring training?
I think last year I learned a lot. It's just everybody has their own routine, and it depends guy to guy, just kind of what they do before they throw, after they throw, kind of how they prepare, how they mentally prepare. Do they go play golf after practice? Like, what? Everybody's different. And throughout the minor leagues, everybody's trying to find that. And everybody in big league camp's kind of like, I've got my routine. I do this before every day. And so it was kind of finding my routine. This is what works for me. This doesn't. So I'm going to do this. These are the things I'm going to work on daily. These are the things I keep improving. And it was just kind of a great learning experience, especially learning from the guys that have had so much success in the big leagues. And you kind of look at it and you're like, okay, I need to do that. I need to do this. And that really stuck out to me last year.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of bouncing off of that, you know, did you have anybody specifically at the MLB level that you really just took a little bit more from than anybody else, you know? Maybe a lefty like Sean Newcomb or anybody else in staff?
I was really close with the bullpen last year, being so young, with Tukey, Bryce, and all them. I played with them growing through the minors. So we kind of all bounced ideas off of it. Kevin Gausman was really nice to me last spring. We talked, I think, we had a bachelor Monday night. All the guys would watch it at the hotel. And so he was like, I watch it. He was like, I watched it with my wife, so we started talking about that, and we'd have a good time. And so I think just they don't know us, we don't know them, and you just kind of have to get into that relationship of getting to know each other, and you become closer playing games, kind of communicating in the dugout, just talking pitches, kind of like what he sees and stuff like that. Darren O'Day has been a huge asset to me. He's really helped me find a routine. So they've all been extremely helpful.
So, you know, a lot of our listeners, they're going to know a lot about you in the future, but they probably weren't aware of, you know, what you were able to do this past season. You know, just barely over a 2 ERA in Mississippi. You go in there and throw a sub-3 ERA in the last month in AAA. You know, how can you possibly improve off that this year? I mean, those numbers are, you know, you can't really get much better than that.
Honestly, at the walks last year, they were down from the year before, but I still see, especially early in the year, I was walking a lot more people than I wanted to. So that's definitely something I want to continue to improve on. You can always continue to get better, because the higher the level you go, the players get better, the competition gets tighter. And I'm not trying to pitch in double A and triple A. I'm trying to pitch in the big leagues for the Atlanta Braves, and I'm trying to help us win a World Series. So there's always that next level of, okay, how do I take this to the next level? Okay, I've got to improve command. I've got to improve my breaking ball. I need to throw more changeups. I need to throw more fastballs, and just kind of take bits and pieces from it.
I got you. There was one specific question. It's kind of baseball related. I did want to ask you. In that driveline video where you were hitting 105, did you actually want to be in your underwear, or, you know, that's a requirement there? You just have to go.
That is the biomechanic throw, and it's like 3 or 4 throws, just max effort. Kind of get they. Put sensors on you, and they break it down to, I want to say it's on my Twitter right now. It's like they break it down to a skeleton form, and they can track how much force is you put into like your back leg, where you lose power, and kind of maximize what you do well and improve. And it points out your weaknesses. So my weakness was hip mobility and shoulder mobility. So that was something that it showed, that my arm wasn't getting into full way back, and I wasn't able to get over my front leg as well. And it truly blew my mind how they can – I threw 3 pitches and they can figure this stuff out. And it just from that, helping learn what I need to work on.
Yeah, that's nuts, because at first when I saw it, I thought you were just tatted up with like a bunch of tiny tattoos. And then I watched it again and I was like, oh, those are like electrodes on him. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting too.
Yeah, it's crazy how much the game's developed from that standpoint, just the way they're able to figure things out. You know, just kind of wrapping up here, this is kind of a question we ask pretty much everyone that is in the system, you know, that's come on the show. Just to, like, a guy that you played with, a most underrated prospect in the system that, you know, maybe not as getting talked about as much. I know a lot of guys that we've had on have said Jeremy Walker. Is there a guy in the system that maybe isn't getting talked about as much that you played with where you're like, damn, that could really be a good professional?
I think Jeremy Walker's a great one. I'm going to go on a limb and say Brandon White or Bradley Roney. Those guys both.
All right, so that's those are real deep ones. Yeah, that's those are some names we're not even familiar with. So that's cool. Those are maybe some writing topics for us. So I'll have to look into them.
Yes, for sure. Those two great guys and great competitors, and they've got great stuff.
All right, last question for you here. We'll go with a more fun one for you to wrap things up here. What would you say is your go-to warm-up music? Like, if let's say theoretically, like, you're coming out ninth inning. Like, what song is blaring at Truist Park? Excuse me.
So I've always said if I was ever a closer, I would come out to Sandstorm. And
that's a good one.
I could just imagine running out of the bullpen and that song comes on. I'd just be wanting to throw it as hard as I can, try to strike everybody out. Last year I did Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging as my walk-up song, and I might do that again this year. I haven't really decided. So we got a little bit of time left. So
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on. You know, really appreciate it. You know, these kind of things help us out. So, thank you.
Hey, Tucker, also, we're in the ear of Alex Anthopoulos, and it's actually a rule that anybody that comes on this podcast, they can't be traded. So you, Drew Waters, Kyle Muller, you're all safe. So congrats on being a Brave for life, man.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, man.
Thank you for having me, guys.